see this immense. Who would have known a saintly trance? Who would have known?
Day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone. But now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Hello? I'm not sure. All right, so obviously my show started a little late. I haven't had a show in a couple of months now, which is so exciting. Just to get this out of the way, this is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. So that last song was For No One by the Beatles. I added it to the playlist this morning, kind of in a rush to have like a filler song. So it was the Beatles, For No One. But our next song is going to be Cooking Up Something Good by Mac DeMarco. I have like a kind of mixed up playlist for today. A lot of it was created earlier this week and was like, I don't want to say punk. I feel like if I like describe something with any genre, people will be like, that's not fair. Like 90s kind of grunge music. And then I just started to add other stuff that I was listening to throughout the week. So this next song is going to be Cooking Up Something Good by Mac DeMarco.
Anything redeeming, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm still up at midnight, chewing nicorette.
You don't
Okay, so I'm slightly concerned that the mic is not working, but I've decided that that's not really my problem / priority if you can't hear me. Sorry. I haven't done a show in a while. It's been a couple months now. I started as a radio DJ, though, like almost over 2 years ago now, and it's been great, and I really wanted to return to this when I came back to the area. So if I'm really rusty, for starters, it's been a while, and second of all, I probably won't get better than this. I was always a pretty rusty DJ. That last song was Toro by Remy Wolf. I'm a huge fan of Remy Wolf. She's been like my number one artist for the past couple years. I will say though, if you have an artist that you're starting to like, go see their shows as soon as possible because the ticket prices will only go up. The first time I saw Remy Wolf, I saw her for free because my friend at Northeastern got me into their like spring fling. And then I saw her a few months later at Roadrunners. And then I just heard she's returning back to Boston and her tickets were upwards of like $100, at least on the presale code that I got. So if you like an artist, go see them sooner than later. And I kind of want to suggest that this album, if I could find the name of it, I think it's Big Ideas, but she's released all of the songs as singles, so who knows? I feel like it is the album of the summer. There's a lot of other albums like Chapel Roan and I don't know, but I think Big Ideas by Remy Wolf could be the album of the summer, if not the like Stop Making Sense tribute album, which is also really good. I'm gonna stop talking now. This next song is Help Me by Joni Mitchell. I really have nothing else to say, so just enjoy.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking lady. And you love your loving. Not like you love your we'll
seen the worst of it. Yet I wanna know that you tell me I love to stay. Take me to the river. Drop me in the water. Take me to the river. Dip me in the so bad. Think of all the things we could have had. Love is an ocean that I can't forget. My sweet 16, I would never regret. I wanna know that you tell me I love to stay. Take me to the river. Like I do, all the trouble you put me through. 16 candles, they're on my wall, and here am I, the biggest fool of them.
One thing I've never learned how to do as a DJ is how to, like, subtly fade out and then start talking, but that's fine. So, I won't talk after this for a while, but that last song was Take Me to the River, which is Lorde's cover of the more, Lorde's cover of the Talking Heads' Take Me to the River. So, I'm just providing context for this just because I had a friend who we were driving, and he said, you know what I think is going to be the song of the summer? The Stop Making Sense album. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's coming out piece by piece. That's really cool. He didn't realize it was a tribute album. Like, he just thought that a bunch of artists came together to make, like, this really unique album. And as someone who is a big fan of the Talking Heads, I felt like it was my part to educate him. But I probably was just, like, mansplaining in my car for 30 minutes and, at the end of the day, the tribute album is really good. There's got lots of different artists on it. I really liked Lorde's Take Me to the River, though. I think it is my favorite just because it's still kind of pop, but also edgy. Also, the album cover was purple, which was really pretty. And the one thing I wanted to say about Lord is she's so talented. I mean, everyone probably remembers her from like her Royals era, but her next song or her next album, Melodrama, was also really good. It was a breakup album, but it's so fun to listen to. And kind of the lore behind that album is she wrote it upon moving in with her producer, Jack Antonoff, who at the time they were friends, and he was dating Lena Dunham. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but they were just working all the time, and like every meal Lord and Jack were eating it together, and Lena was kind of like really casted to the side, and so there were rumors that there was an affair happening, because then Jack later broke up with Lena. And there's kind of lots of tension, and they think that this is also why Lord was like kicked out of the like Taylor Swift girl boss friend group. So that's kind of interesting, but she has since released like the next album, I think is Solar Power. I don't remember. I don't listen to most of the songs on that album, but then her Take Me to the River is great. And last thing is I started to part my hair down the middle in high school because of Lord. So always looking for inspiration.
You bought today, staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. Love. place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Thank you.
Okay, so I tried to add a crossfade into the music. Obviously, you kind of heard the start of the last song. I don't know why I'm pointing out my mistakes. Maybe nobody's noticing them. But, anywho, that last song was Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel. I love Neutral Milk Hotel. It's kind of a guilty pleasure because I feel like it's female manipulator music. But whatever. It's kind of edgy. I really like that song because it sounds like a really cool opening to like a TV show. I'm not sure though. However, the song prior to that is Claro's new song, Sexy to Someone, by Claro, as I just said. But in case you're looking it up, I just wanted to reiterate that because it's new. And my friend, Emma, who I love, hi, Emma, she asked me what song it was. And so I'm just like really reiterating it's a good song and it was just released and it's like soft and simple. And who doesn't love soft music for the summer? Okay. I also have to read a PSA per the laws of the radio. So I'm going to read that quickly, and then I'm going to go a little bit over the hour just because there is not a show after me, which is really nice. So maybe that'll be a theme this summer. But before we get into the next song, why not grow your own PSA? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms. And in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. There's not much more to say. Grow your own if you want. This next song is Age of Consent by New Order. I love New Order, but when I posted this, my friend Ava, who's totally not listening right now, swiped up and responded, "You know what? For this one, you're invited to my boiler room." And I thought that was really cute and fun, so I'm adding it to the queue today.
Now that I've actually heard it, you're going to regret. never love anyone except the freaks I suspect. They could never love anyone but the freaks I suspect. They could never love anyone.
Stopped the song just in time. All right, so this is the end of the first hour. I'm only gonna go maybe 15 minutes into the next one before I put on automation, but just a quick reminder. This is Gwen. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. All right, that last song was Save Me by Amy Mann. It's part of my like edgy girl start of the week. You know, I was listening to A Little Trouble Girl by Sonic Youth, which maybe I will play because I do have the next hour. And also Criminal by Fiona Apple, two really edgy girl songs. I don't know if that makes sense, but this next song is Boom Boom Back by Hines and Beck. I was kind of surprised that, like, not that Beck is still making music, but that he's, like, collaborating and making, like, fun summer songs. So this is Boom Boom Back.